You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Zomato, the food delivery giant, is in talks with embattled Paytm to acquire its events and movie ticketing businesses, multiple media reports said on Sunday. While one report pegs the deal at Rs 1,500 crore, another says that the acquisition may be built around Rs 2,000 crore. It should be noted that Paytm nor Zomato have neither confirmed or denied the reports. The deal is seen as a part of Paytm's revival plan and renewed focus on its payment service businesses. The talks are in an advanced stage between Zomato and 197 Communications Limited, media reports said. In case the acquisition sees the light of the day, this will be the second mega purchase by Zomato. Up next, in tandem with the rebounding economy and steep rise in project spends, the order book of infrastructure firms surged 18.3% in FY24, and the momentum is expected to continue. The total order book of 25 top companies across infrastructure, power and capital goods rose to Rs 12.22 trillion as of March 31st, compared with Rs 10.33 trillion as of FY23 to end. Engineering and construction major Larsen & Toubro topped the charts with an order book position of Rs 4.75 trillion, a 19.1% rise from last year. Bharat Heavy Electricals, with an order book position of Rs 1.31 trillion, 44.1% rise, came in at second, followed by Hindustan Aeronautics at Rs 94,000 crore, up 14.9%. Moving on, the first budget of the new government may unveil an income support scheme for the deprived families on the line of PM Kisan and give an additional boost to MSMEs by streamlining schemes to support job creation. It could, however, also raise capital expenditure to a more elevated level than proposed in the February interim budget, which sent a message of gradual slowing of public capex pace and let the private corporate sector to do the heavy lifting. On a higher base, after increasing capex by over 30% in the past 3 years, the central provided an outlay of Rs 11.11 trillion for the FY25 interim budget, an increase of around 11% over the FY24 budget estimate and 16.9% over the FY24 revised estimate. In another development, even as deal activity in the seed and pre-series A stages has picked up, the broader slowdown in the number of startup funding deals, which began in the mid-2022, can dampen the future pipeline of deals, said Sandeep Patil, partner and head of Asia, QED Investors, a fintech-focused VC fund. QED's $4.5 billion global portfolio includes companies such as digital credit score platform OneCard and neobank Jupiter. The firm, which began investments in India a few years ago, has so far invested $150 million into the local market. It has recently raised $925 million for two new funds and continues to see India as a bright spot for future investment. Meanwhile, India's crude oil imports in the first 2 months of the current fiscal increased by almost 6% to 43.1 million tons as the demand for petroleum products continued to grow amid stagnant domestic production, as per latest data by the Petroleum Planning and Analysis Cell. In May, the country imported 21.8 million tons of crude oil, up 5.7% from May 2022. The country's crude import bill also registered an increase of 21.4% to $26.1 billion in April-May period compared to the year-ago period. Apart from growing volumes, the increase in import bill can be attributed to the narrowing discounts by Russia, which has become the top supplier of crude oil to Indian refiners post the outbreak of conflict between Russia and Ukraine. In other news, fast-moving consumer goods companies are hoping the upcoming budget will improve the purchasing power of rural consumers, as the firms eye a faster recovery in the market. Market researcher Nielsen IQ said rural growth has outpaced urban growth for the first time in 5 quarters in the January-March period this year. Companies hope this pace will quicken with a consumption-friendly budget coupled with a likely good monsoon. CII has proposed initiatives such as industry engagement with the National Rural Livelihood Mission and setting up rural industrial parks to boost development. It has suggested that the centre encourage states to reduce stamp duty on land transfers to 3 to 5% to lower the cost of acquisition for economic activity. Lastly, execution of AI mission and consolidation of the approved semiconductor projects will be the top priority of the government. In the technology space, IT and Electronics Minister Ashwini Vaishnav told FE in an exclusive interview, the first after assuming office under the new government. Vaishnav said the other two priority areas will be 1. To scale up manufacturing of hardware, laptops and servers to the level of smartphones. 2. In smartphones, the export-led growth strategy will be worked upon. Before the polls, the government had approved a total of 4 semiconductor projects, totaling Rs 1.49 trillion. Of the Rs 76,000 crore incentive scheme, around Rs 60,000 crore has already been budgeted for these projects. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.